Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
When it comes to the final days of any legislative session, the best analogy I can think of is that it's like a centrifuge. And as the end gets closer, the process speeds up and the important bills are condensed to their essence. Thousands of extraneous bills are cast off or never introduced. Of those that are introduced, the really bad ones are killed right off the bat, and the really easy, common sense bills are quickly passed. Now, in the bottom of the centrifuge are the really tough bills, those that are either highly complex or highly controversial, and in some cases, both. They're put off until the end because they require the most energy. The best example is obviously the budget. Some may not know, but the only reason the legislature actually has to meet is to pass the budget. Sure, there are always side issues that need to be dealt with, but the budget is the driving force behind any legislative session. And the growth of the budget is almost unimaginable. Currently, legislators are trying to figure out how to spend a $2.7 billion budget surplus. When I served in the legislature nearly 25 years ago, the entire state budget was only $2 billion. Last week, we talked about the pro-life bills still in play, but of the 42 bills upon which we've actively engaged, 26 are still in play. Some that we either supported or opposed were killed earlier, and some have made their way to the governor's desk, but 21 of the 42 are still making their way through the process. Among those are Senate Bill 458, a bill to define the terms male and female in Montana law. This is easily the most difficult bill we've dealt with this session. Who would have ever thought something so logical could be so controversial? It's certainly a sign of our times. Senate Bill 307 would ensure that nonprofits such as ours that are actively engaged in public policy cannot be targeted by state agencies who disagree with our stance on the issues. House Bills 744 and 745 both deal with religious freedom. 744 enhances the protections for religious expression for students and teachers, and 745 ensures that religious materials and prayer in school are both allowed to the extent allowed by the Constitution. A few years ago, a school district, at our urging, overruled a teacher who told one of her second graders that Bibles were not allowed in school. 744 and 745 would end confusion and put an exclamation point on what is already existing law. Many Montanans believe that fundamental parental rights are routinely trampled by Montana public schools and government agencies, and this has spawned a number of bills that enhance parental rights on everything from child protective services to abortion to a child's medical records and the books a child checks out of the school library to sex education and parents being notified if their child's going by a different sex at school. Parents are the first line of defense, and these bills seek to ensure that parents are never kept in the dark. Under the heading, "Why do we even need to deal with this?" are LGBT-related bills that affect everyone. House Bill 359 will be heard tomorrow in Senate Judiciary. It already passed the House and would prohibit drag queen events targeting kids from being held on public property. That means no more drag queen story hours in public schools or public libraries. And along those same lines, House Bill 361 would ensure that students are not discriminated against if they choose not to use another student's preferred gender pronouns. This session is definitely one for the books, and these bills are an attempt to correct a society that seems to have gone off the rails. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.